Pastor Joe, you pastor in an urban inner city community, and you've mentored youth, and you work in all kinds of programs in Harrisburg and in other cities. And unfortunately, it seems that we do have churches that almost seem to avoid the big cities. But what can we as Christians and churches and pastors, but especially as individual Christians, what might be some things we can do to have an impact in our urban areas?
Well, and I love what Sam said, and especially how he described Bob Jones University as this unity of many different diverse cultures. And I think one of the fallacies that we run into, and I've seen, is that in the church sometimes we want to ignore culture and say, I'm just valuing you as a person. When you ignore a person's culture, you are subconsciously devaluing them as a person, because part of who they are, their identity, is tied in with their culture. I'll give you a quick example. When I was in school, I had a very good friend who was white, and we developed a very great relationship, and I love what Sam said. It starts with relationship. It starts with the fact that you look at this person who's made in the image of God, and you say, I love you because you're made in the image of God. Now let me learn about you. And what my friend used to say, he used to say, you know what, I don't even consider you as being black. And I used to say to him, I understand how you think that's a compliment, but subconsciously it's not a compliment, because I am black. Very clearly I'm black. And what it says subconsciously is, I have maybe a negative impression, or I don't understand your culture, and because of that, I'm going to ignore that part of who you are and try to get to you as a person. I think the church has to get to a place where we understand that God made us culturally diverse. You know, the promise to Abraham was that all the families of the world would be reconciled together. Galatians says if we're in Christ, we are all one and heirs according to the promise of Abraham. On the book of the day of Acts, the day of Pentecost, there was every nation under the sun, under earth, under heaven, and that word nation comes from where we get the word ethnos, or ethnic groups. So I think that the church has to understand that part of our obligation is to reach across cultural, racial lines, to value people as human beings, and to understand that there's good things in all cultures. Let me learn of you. Let me learn of who you are as a person, and so we can develop this relationship, and eventually, hopefully, it'll help not only help me to lead them to Christ, but also help us to build up the body of Christ, which should look like the day of Pentecost. In heaven, I believe that there's going to be every color of human being, and every ethnic group will be recognized in heaven. We'll be all one in Christ forever, and we have to start here on the earth, I believe.
Amen. Amen. You're right. It, when John saw revelation of in heaven, there were people that were distinguished from each other. You could tell they were from different tribes and different nations and different tongues. And what a beautiful thing, reminding us to reach across to value people. Both Sam and Joe are reminding us to value people, the whole person, and to learn. You know, this is something we always need to be learning. And so we need to be learning about others and showing interest in who they are, their complete person.